taking that ride to nowhere. Well, take a ride. I'm feeling okay this morning, and you know we on the road to paradise. Here we go, here we go.
Could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
Happy 2020. It's the beginning of a new year, the beginning of a new decade, and yes, the year of the next general election. It's no lie that American politics have been especially tumultuous in recent years. This political gridlock often leads to feelings of hopelessness and lack of engagement, but now is not the time to turn on, tune in, and drop out. Now more than ever, it is important to fight complacency and do your research. Don't feel as though you know enough about politics to make informed voter decisions. A simple internet search will yield an enormous amount of information on almost any issue you can think of. The ability to be politically disengaged during this political climate is an enormous privilege that many people are not afforded. Politics can be daunting, but it is our job as citizens to make an effort in educating ourselves. This PSA has been brought to you by your democracy-loving DJs at 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington.
Thank you. I say I know you're right, and then I pull another. Parents, our children teach us who to trust. The worst can't kill what's best in us, but they can try. America will rise against the people of the lie. I love you more than hate loves more. I love you more than hate loves more.
Gaslight, brother. You will not be able to block, unfollow, mute, or swipe left to disengage with the revolution. It will be immersive, live streaming in its entirety and uninterrupted on every platform, but the revolution will not be televised. There will be no monologue at the top, no choose your adventure midway through, or panel discussion to follow as we drone shot into the previously scheduled program. The link is absolutely in the bio. You cannot hit that like button and subscribe. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be lit. You won't find a discount QR code to it in your junk email, along with coupons for the President's Day sale at Overstock.com, eBay, or Amazon. The revolution is not made possible by the Mellon Foundation and listeners like you. The revolution is not born come, it has come in the form of a rude awakening to the current paradigm shift and the acknowledgement of a new day. We are currently living in the proverbial future. It is now more important than ever to prioritize living by example as we emulate the divine. It is now more important than ever to exercise self-love as a people and to consider how our generation will be regarded by generations to come. The revolution is young, hungry and strong, courageous and wise. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be covered on Fox News, nor does it feel threatened by those who look, think, or behave differently than it. The revolution does not require you to observe what it observes or to believe what it believes. It's not preoccupied with whether you stand, sit, stoop, dance, or take a knee during the national anthem. The revolution is more concerned with change. The revolution is all-inclusive and non-exclusive. It transcends time, space, race, and religion. It is wide awake at all times and understands that accepting, addressing, and correcting the transgressions of the past is the only path to a better tomorrow. The revolution is the solution. It is both the question and the answer in these